flip the switch on, and it's ready to go. It's got a reverse, got a brake, a working brake. I've got turn signals.
Larry Yoder's buggy has four solar panels attached to the roof, which pull in sunlight to power a motor. It goes about 8 miles an hour in reverse and 14 forward. Because this is green technology, Yoder chose green seats.
Early one morning, I thought, I've got this buggy and I've got access to some solar panels. Why not make it solar powered? As far as I know, it's the world's first Amish solar powered buggy.
Yoder is not Amish, but he used to own an Amish style restaurant where customers could sit in an authentic buggy. A couple of years ago, after the restaurant closed, he upgraded the buggy with solar power, an idea he got after noticing the Amish using solar energy to power lights on their carriages.
I'm not really targeting them to change their ways, to eliminate a horse or nothing like that. That's not my intent.
Though Yoder says he thinks it could catch on in the Amish community in the next 5 to 10 years. Even though they're not buying it, he says some Amish business owners did help him build it. But there are other communities interested.
Welcome to Arthur, Illinois. My name is Stella, and I'm going to be your guide here today. As we travel out through the countryside, I'm going to be sharing with you a lot of different things about the Amish lifestyle and culture.
That's Stella Eads. She gives more than 100 tours each year to people from all over the world who are interested in Arthur's Amish community. When I met her, she was talking with visitors aboard a bus from Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Now, it's one thing to show people around Arthur and talk about the history of the Amish, but Eads wants to make the tour much more authentic. Enter Larry Yoder's buggy.
Well, I just envision having it here close to the shop, and then whenever people want to go out on a tour, just take them out and show them around and give them a true Amish experience, as close as we can get without the horse.
Back in the horseless buggy, Larry Yoder says he'd like to make it faster, so that he can ride it more than 1,000 miles away to Sarasota, Florida.
That's where we go in the wintertime. And as you can hear going down the road, it's got a little whine to it. But I got a GPS, I mounted a GPS. I got cruise control. You push the button and it holds that speed.
Before I say goodbye to Yoder, I take a peek in his garage to look at some of his other solar-powered prototypes. There's a carriage that doesn't look anything like the one from earlier. It has 2 5.5-foot giant wheels with LED lights mounted on the spokes, seating for 2 people, and a tractor engine.
Okay, you tell me how fast you want to go. I'll slowly take it up.
This buggy goes 8 miles per hour, but it seems much faster if you're going around in circles.
Whoa! Do you ever get sick doing this?
Not really.
I think you've had some practice.
I've had a lot of practice.
Oh, boy.
Don't try walking right now.
I'm going to go pass out right now.
Yoder is still perfecting his solar-powered buggy, and he says he'd like to make it widely available soon. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.